Welcome to Getting Real with John Natale. I'm your host, John Natale, here for episode 33, Make Your Business Predictable. I've spent 16 years in the real estate industry, and one of the hardest parts of not having a steady W-2 or any type of job, that one of the hardest parts of being in the real estate industry is finding how to make this business predictable. And if you're anything like me, whether you're trying to provide for yourself, trying to provide for your family, having a predictable business is extremely important. So in today's episode, guys, I'm going to walk you through a lot of what I've done in my career to make my business predictable, and also how you can set some of these things up yourself. Before we dive in, though, I have to take a minute to thank you for listening to this podcast episode, for listening and absorbing the Getting Real experience. Everything we're doing here at Getting Real, here at My Natale Companies, anything from our real estate company to our coaching company to our media company, all of it is designed to help real estate professionals, business owners, and the like fail a hell of a lot less and find the life and the balance of their dreams in whatever business they are in. And the reality is, it's one of the hardest things to do. So you, by absorbing some of this content, are a leg up on so many out there. And I'm appreciative of you listening to this episode. If you could continue to subscribe to it, rate us 5 stars, anything you can do to help us in that regard, sharing it to social media, sharing an episode to social media, sharing it on your Instagram story, anything that brings you value, if you can bring it to other people, I'd be extremely appreciative of you. Whether you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, watching directly on YouTube, anything you can do to continue spreading the message, I'd be extremely appreciative of you. If you have any interest in joining our Natale family, whether you're here in New Jersey and you're looking for a dynamic real estate company that has an unbelievable plan to help you grow your business, there is a link below to book a call with me. If you are in one of the other 49 states or in another country, our Natale coaching program is growing faster than wildfire. We have myself, we have several other coaches all ready to help you grow your business, grow your life, find some balance, and grow your brand. We're all doing the work ourselves, and we're helping others across the country do it as well. Book a free call with me. It's completely free. You don't have to pay anything to find out what your options are to join our Natale family. Now let's dive in on how to make your business predictable. There's no 100% foolproof way to do so, no matter what. It's just the nature of real estate that you will never be able to make it 100% predictable. However, what I've done over these last 7 to 8 years, the last half of my career rather than the first half, is make my business as damn predictable as I possibly can. And you do that, and the only way you can make your business predictable, a lot of people will point to and say, well, you got to buy leads. If you constantly have leads coming in, you'll have constant business. That's not always the case. You'll have a greater chance of it for sure. And we're going to talk about, you know, leads and having a brand and what that can bring to your business. However, the most important topic of today's discussion is going to be right up front. And that is the absolute need to track your business. Every single person that I've had, whether agents coming into my company or agents into my coaching program, barely any have ever tracked their business, at least not to the level in which I help them track it. And the reality is, you need to track your business if you want to grow your business substantially. The reality is, it's way too damn unpredictable. You'll have great months. You'll have great years. However, if there's no honest tracking of your business, it's very hard to make it predictable. And so one of the first things I do is walk coaching clients and walk agents here at our company through this exercise where I take them through how I've tracked my business these last 7 or 8 years. First half of my career in real estate, I didn't. First 7, 8 years, I was like, oh, here's a client, great. Here's a client, great. Oh, we sold them a house. We made some money here, made some money there. We put the money here. We did all these different things. Great. However, once I actually sat down, and I forget where I was that listened to someone talk about how to make your business predictable 8 or so years ago, once I actually started doing this, my business literally went from, you know, it was at an okay level. If you're watching me on YouTube, I'm right in the middle. And then basically went step, 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 hockey stick, exponential rise. That's the reality of what tracking your business can do, because what you track and what you measure becomes what you actually are. And that's just the reality. Same thing with goals. That's why when I talk about goal planning, and I have an episode from back in December about goal planning, when I talk about it, I don't care what the overarching goal is. You want to sell 15 houses. Great. I want to know the activities that you are going to do to sell those 15 houses. Are you going to prospect Monday through Friday? Are you going to put out two pieces of content per day, Monday through Friday, and once on Saturday and Sunday? Are you going to door knock neighborhoods? Are you going to, what's your specific farming plan? Because those you can actually measure. It's the same thing with your business. Your business cannot be predictable until you get to a point where you measure your business. So now, what do we measure is really important. And now this kind of depends on you and your business. Where I got to, because I built a lot of my business from prospecting, especially for sale by owners, expired circle prospecting, because I built a lot of it in those years, 7, 8 years ago. From that, I tracked from initial phone call to how many people picked up the phone, how many contacts. I was always gunning for an email so then I can always follow up both email and by phone. So I would track how many calls, to how many contacts, to how many emails, to how many appointments I got, on the, especially on the listing side. And then how many of those listing appointments turned to listings obtained, how many listings obtained turned to pending listings, and how many pending listings turned to pending or closed listings. And on the buyer side, it's how many buyers reached out to me, to how many buyers did I set for a consultation, to how many of those consultations started looking for a home, how many of those that started looking for a home went under contract on a home, under contract to close. And so your business, how you track this is going to depend on your business. If you don't prospect, you're probably just picking up the phone for someone that's either in your sphere, social media, something in that regard. If you're not, especially if you're not doing a lead source, if you're doing Zillow leads, you know, you have to look at, okay, how many Zillow leads do I initially talk to all the way to closed, right? Listing talked or appointment talked to, all the way to setting an appointment, setting that appointment, meaning, you know, going out and looking at houses to under contract to close. Again, this is going to be highly dependent on your business. However, that doesn't justify that, you know, the need not to do it. No matter what your lead source is, or if you don't have any direct leads from prospecting and or paid leads, you still can track from when you first talked to someone, set an appointment, all the way to closing. Because the power of what ended up happening is after I did this, so again, mine looks like this. For however many calls I had to make was the amount of contacts that would happen. From those contacts, how many emails happened, how many appointments happened, how many listings I got, all the way to them closing. So once you track this out for honestly 6 to 9 months, you will see what your ratios are, what your percentages are. And this is what we work on with our coaching clients. And then it's very easy to look and say, you know what, we have a great vacation planned, or hey, I want to pay for college, or hey, I want to do this, or hey, I want to get married, or hey, I want to buy an engagement ring, or hey, I want to buy a house, any of these things. This is exactly how I ended up buying my home. This is how much money we're going to need. Here is my average commission check. And how am I going to break it down and literally go backwards to the first initial activity? That's the coolest thing. You say, okay, I need to close 5 houses. For every 5 that you have, you maybe have to go pending with 7. To go pending with 7, maybe you need 10 listings. To get 10 listings, maybe you're really good at listing appointments and you need only 12 appointments. But to get those 12 appointments, at least for me, typically it took about 50 emails. To get 50 emails, I usually had to talk to 150 people. To talk to 150 people, I had to call close to 300 or 400, depending on the year. So rather than look out and stress about your business and say, how the hell am I going to close these 5 houses so I can buy a house? It's very easy to say, John, pick up the phone and call 400 people this week. If you pick up the phone and call 400 people, the rest will do it for you. Now, your percentages won't be my percentages. My percentages won't be Susan's percentages or Billy's or Chuck's. Everybody is different. And that's the importance of starting to track your business, because then it will become that predictable, especially if you have a solid lead source. Now, if you have prospecting built into your business, or you have a certain amount of paid leads, or you're doing a certain amount of open houses that generate, you know, 10 specific leads a month, you will then be able to really track your business out to literally just getting down to the activity. The next level of tracking. So once you've, I hope you understand the importance of just tracking your business from basically appointment to closed, and then however else you've got that appointment, whatever that initial activity is. So damn important. Now, the next layer of what you want to track is where your business is coming from. A lot of people that I meet will spend thousands upon thousands of dollars on Google leads. And then they review at the end of the year and say, wow, well, we closed 70 houses, 7 came from Google, and 63 came from our sphere. Well, what are you spending so much money on Google for? That's what most people just continuously have a lead source and don't really even see any sort of benefit from it. You're spending $400 a month for, you know, Instagram posts to be sent directly to you. And that $400 a month is getting you zero return. looking at your business as an actual business becomes very important. And this is one of the most important ways it makes it predictable. So when you peel back that second layer and now you're looking at where your business comes from, 7 closed from FSBO, 7 closed from open houses, 12 closed from Sphere. This allows you to say for the next year, especially if you want to invest further into those, how am I going to use my marketing dollars to find more of these people? If 100% of your business is coming from social media and you're also spending money on doing something else or spending your time doing something else, maybe you should peel back and say, you know what? In 2025, I'm not going to do that other activity. I am going to go even more all in on this. And now I think you should have a very diversified flow of business. It should not be reliant on just one. However, if you're spending a bunch of money or a bunch of time on something that is not working for you over the last 9 months, why are you continuing to do so? Maybe pick some other avenue of the business and or put your marketing dollars behind what is working. And that becomes the sole, honestly, like benefit of tracking your business is it becomes a little bit more predictable. You know where to put your marketing dollars, your time, your energy, all of it. We only have so much. You could always earn more money, but you only have so much time. So putting time into things in your business that are not paying off for you after you reviewed them for 9 months isn't always the best business decision. But sometimes we get stuck in those patterns and we don't want to pull out of it because maybe it worked 2 years ago for you. So looking at these things and starting to say, okay, here's my percentages. Here's how often I close business. Here's where my business is coming from. And lastly, where everyone honestly doesn't do this, and it's a shame, and it becomes our entire presentation, is your actual statistics for selling houses. And guys, we're going to need both sides more than ever. Let me give you a little bit of info about what this looks like for us. So we crunch all of our listing statistics. And for us, maybe at any given time, we're selling houses at 101% the asking price. Our sale price to asking price is 101%. And right now in our MLS, the average agent, so the average of all properties is 98.5, okay? We are able at 101% to go to a listing consultation and say, hey, Mr. and Mrs. Seller, here's the 47 items of exactly what we do to help you sell. Here's what it looks like to be on our social media. Here's what it looks like when we come through and do an open house. Here's what it looks like this. And we tell all those stories. And then we say, and the best part, here's this. If you hire us, we get you an average of 101% versus the average agent who does it at 98.5. So working with us nets you on average 2.5% more than the typical agent in our MLS. So Mr. and Mrs. Seller, you're going to ask $1 million for your house. Would you like to hire us and earn an extra $25,000? Or would you like to hire average agent Susie and lose out on $25,000? I hope you see how easy this becomes to get listings. When you come with an actual marketing plan, you come with exact stories of how you helped sell a house through social media, how you helped sell it through an open house, how you did all these different things for other sellers, how the marketing all comes together for a perfect presentation of their home. And then you peel back and you say, hey, here is also the actual numbers behind how this works. That is our entire presentation. There's no debating. There's no questioning commission. There's none of it because people get it that working with us is better than working with everyone else. And that's not an arrogant statement. It's just how we present ourselves in our local market. We firmly believe we are the best option. And now I'm sure if a certain team or a certain agent crunch one or two numbers, they may have better statistics. But your sellers don't care about them. They care about what you do versus the average. So make sure you have a very tight presentation and make sure you start tracking your actual listing statistics. And now let's jump to buyers. So buyers with us pay about 96%. And again, the average is 98.5. So how do we do that? We have our 38 38 bullet points of what we do to help people buy a home. We then, in our buyer consultation, storytell, hey, we had this couple that was exactly like you, this single person that was exactly like you, this couple downsizing exactly like you. Tell that story, and oh, here's the best part. Working with us, buyers pay an average of 96%. The average in our MLS pays 98.5. With us, you are going to save, on average, 2.5%. Mr. and Mrs. Buyer, do you understand? If you're looking to buy $1 million home with us, you are going to save an average of $25,000 versus hiring the average agent or going directly to the listing. That's it. That is it. Your business doesn't have to be hard. a lot of us make it a lot harder than it has to be. Now, setting all this up, having a trackable business, not easy. It's part of what we do and part of our onboarding process here at Natalie Coaching. As I walk through clients, they get my exact template of what I did to track my business. And we review it every month. And that becomes so damn predictable for them. And it can become predictable for you too. So no matter what, I don't care where this conversation goes after it, but I hope, I really, really genuinely hope you look out and make your business trackable, because if you make it trackable, it becomes predictable. And then the second other part of this, and a very brief part, because that is the most important part of this conversation for today's podcast episode. The second part, though, is very, very simply. You have to have some sort of way to have either a personal brand, lead source, prospecting, something that is bringing business and attracting business to you. Because everything where you talk about tracking your business on the listing side, the buyer side, has to start somewhere. It has to start with leads. Everybody's lead source could be different. Yours could be from networking at the golf club. Yours could be networking at the tennis club. Yours could be Zillow leads. Yours could be Realtor.com leads. Yours could be Meta leads through Facebook and Instagram. You could be Google pay-per-click, Google local services ad, massive personal brand on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, all of that, where people just reach out to you. The better your business will be is the more options you have. However, I'm not the person that's sitting here saying you need to go spend $500 a month here, $1,000 a month here, especially if you don't have it. However, the healthiest business I see in real estate, all, and this is something we've always done, is have multiple ways to make money. Multiple streams of leads, because then your trackable business from where your appointments start all the way to closings becomes much more predictable. Each of your lead sources will have a first contact to actual appointment. So you'll know, my Zillow leads get me this. My Realtor.com leads get me this. You'll never know until you start tracking these things. And that's one of the first things I do with coaching clients. And it's kind of wild sometimes to see their eyes open up and go, whoa, I never noticed this was either working so well for me or this was not working at all for me. So make sure you are tracking everything in your business, because if you're not tracking it, it doesn't really exist. And you are not building a business, you are working in your business.